Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland. We're glad you joined us this morning. We come praising the Lord like never before. We come to honor His presence, and we come to say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Come in, Lord, come in, King of Kings. Come in, King of Kings. We invite you into our Mokoshebaka, into us this morning. And we are thanking you, Lord, for what you're going to do on Bible Story Land. We surrender all to you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're an all-time God. And we say, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy sent against our lives. Rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls until they submit. Rebuke those that rush at us and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the horse and the chariot and let them fall into a deep sleep. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of the nostrils rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the enemy with flames of fire. Let a thousand flee at our rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives, O God. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we are thanking you, Lord God, that you are so merciful and so kind to us. Let the counsel of the wicked, Lord God, be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the princes of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the stout-hearted be spoiled. We bind the enemy. We strip him of his armor and divide his spoils. We release the spoilers to come upon Babylon and destroy her in the name of Jesus. We release the spoilers to come upon the high places in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have spoiled principalities and powers. We spoil the enemy and take back his goods in the name of Jesus. We spoil the tents of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have attempted to spoil us in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not spoil us. He will be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the palaces and the headquarters of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the proud spirits be spoiled in the name of Jesus. We release the cankerworm to spoil the works of the darkness in the name of Jesus. Let the fortress of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God. No God is greater. No God is holier. And this morning we say, have your way. We surrender all on Bible Storyland. We cover every person on Bible Storyland, everything connected with Bible Storyland. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you this morning for Children's Day. We cover our children, our seed and our seed and the seed and those to be born. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for dispatching holy angels of safety and protection around our children in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning for what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We surrender all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, good morning again. It's Bible Storyland. And as you know, it's Children's Day. We are celebrating our children. They have abundant life. They are given life and abundant life from the Lord our God. And he put a purpose, and they shall live out their days. They shall live out their purpose. Well, we thank the Lord for you this morning. We have Karen Itell with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
All right, I see that the Lord kept you well throughout the storms of Houston.
Yes, it sure did, and we can pray for that during prayer time. That we've still, there's still flooding being forecasted after the rain, and that it's not affecting my area, but it's affecting areas around me. So,
amen. We will pray. Hallelujah. What are you going to play on Children's Day?
How about the B-I-B-L-E?
All right, go right ahead. That song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, God loves his word. God honors his word, the Bible, above his name. He's a great God. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. He is mighty towards his children. And well, we serve the great God. He's the only true and living God. Now, you know, they got them little gods. And you know, to tell you the truth, I served some of them before through ignorance, through disobedience, but God is the only true and living God, and I serve him today with all, I love him with all of my heart, soul, and strength, and I tell you what, I love y'all. I love each one of you all, and I thank you for the love that you show to me, hallelujah, but particularly the love you show to the Lord. That's what is needed today. We got to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then we got to love each other like we love ourselves. So, Karen, that song was right on time. I thank God for you. And, you know, Proverbs is a very important chapter in the Bible. Proverbs talks about wisdom. Solomon taught his son wisdom. He said, my son. He personalized it. He didn't say son. He said, my son. So when you're talking to your children, personalize it. Say, my daughter, my son, the son of my womb, the daughter of my womb, personalized. He said, now look, son, listen to my instructions. I'm your father. I'm the one who God, you know, put in your life, and I want you to listen to my instructions. Pay attention. Don't just let it go in one ear and come out the other. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Pay attention to the directions I give you. Pay attention to the instructions that I give you, and they will save your life. Let it be a garland, you know, let it hang around your neck, you know, over your head and around your neck like chains, you know, those things that you connect on. You know how children love those chains, those gold chains. Some of them have big old crosses on them. But that don't mean necessarily that they're following God. Some of them are following a false god, or they're following some type of religion. Some of them been saved, but they right now they're being used by the D-I-V-L-E. But we pray a turnaround for them. But anyway, Solomon was teaching his son. He said, listen to me. What I tell you is the truth. You got to follow it all the days of your life. And when you grab a hold of wisdom, you're going to be a great man. Now, listen, not just what I tell you, but don't forsake your mother's teaching. You know the things your mother taught you. Don't forget them. Even though Solomon is speaking, the Lord is speaking to each one of us on Bible Storyland. So he said, my son, my daughter, listen to what I'm telling you. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Because what I tell you is the truth. And then in Psalms 119, you know David, 119:9, he said, how can a young man or a young woman keep his way or her way pure? By living according to the word. That's how. You know, Psalms, 1 Corinthians 7:1 says, it's better for, I'm going to put boy and girl, a young man or a young woman, not to touch each other. But everyone have your own husband. Everybody have their own husband. It's better for a man not to touch a woman or a woman not to touch a man. And these days the young girls are going around touching the boys. They pulling them. They pulling on the young boys. They need so much attention. So parents, we got to be careful. We do all that we can do. When we do our part, we don't have, you know, guilt. We ain't guilt-ridden. So Proverbs 29:15, the rod of correction will give instruction, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. You know, I don't know, but my mother used to come to school every year. She would introduce herself to the teacher, and she said, this is my daughter, Caritha Gantlin. She's never been a problem in school, but if she ever become a problem in your classroom, you have my permission to spank her and send a note home. She gonna bring it. We don't have a phone, but she will bring the note. And when she bring the note, trust me, I'm gonna deal with her. I'm gonna use the rod of correction on her. And a rod of correction was whatever she could find. Extension cord, a belt, a switch. She tell me, go out there and get a switch. And if you get one too small, don't let me have to go get a limb. My mother knew the rod of correction, and she was not afraid to use it. She used it when she was looking down on me, because, see, in a few years, I was looking down on her. Now, my father used the rod of correction one time, and that did me for life. And he only tapped me with the belt. But what happened inside of me, I felt like I had done something horrible against my father. I wanted to please my father, my earthly father, just like I want to please my heavenly father even more. Now, the Lord said when your father and your mother forsake you, he will take you up. So God has taken up many children because their parents are not on their job. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. Now, all the time, those who've been on Bible Storyland many times, I go over parental duties. God didn't leave anything out of his word. He gave us parental duties. And those duties are to teach our children, Deuteronomy 6:7, to train them up, Proverbs 22, to provide for them, 2 Corinthians 12:14, to nurture them, Ephesians 6:4, to control them, 1 Timothy 3:4, to love them, Titus 2:4, to correct them, to instruct them. So if you want to know the other scriptures for correction and instruction, give me a call. You got my number. I ain't always available, but if you call up Jesus, he always on the main line. Now, he's the one you could say, Father, how am I going to train up this hard-headed child you gave me? Father, I need your help with my son. Father, I need your help with my daughter. He's on the main line. He going to answer you. Bend the knee for your children. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children. God is right there. He knows what you're going through. He gave them to you. He knew how they were going to be. But he said, pray for the children. Use the rod of them. You know, correct them and instruct them. I see some children when I go places, you would think nobody has said, don't do this, baby, do that. Do this, baby, don't do that. They raising themselves. Mama texting on the phone, baby hollering, crying, screaming. Daddy say, just a minute, he texted. Wait, my buddy calling me. Hold on. Hey, you know, we got to get rid of that spirit. That's just that distracting spirit that keep us from obeying God. Trust me, I get caught up in it as well. But I tell you what, we have a young man on with us this morning. He's 18 years old. He is originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa. I met his mom in a class I was taking at FSCJ, and he is a brilliant young man. He's on with us this morning. Let me see. I got to put him back on here. I put him on mute for a minute. There he is, right there. His name is Abiodun Smart. Good morning, Abiodun. How are you?
Good morning. I wish I was 18 years old.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Good morning. It's all good.
You're the right age. What's the right age?
It's 22.
Oh, yeah. That's a long ways from 18. How could I miscalculate?
Yeah. Yeah,
the next time I'm 18, I'll be 118, 122.
Yeah. Yeah,
he played a song for us this morning. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yeah, the song is by Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All.
All right, we're going to listen attentively while you play that song.
Okay, here you go.
I love it. Thank the Lord for you, Abiodun. Oh, we are grateful you came on with us. Don't hang up. Listening. Thank God for you. Well, you know what? It's praying time. We have on with us this morning a sister from Jacksonville, Florida. She's one of my prayer partners. I met her in Winn-Dixie a few years ago. And then we later became friends. In another store. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing. He connects us with godly people. He connects us with people that he wants in our lives. So her name is Latricia Smith. She comes on the prayer line that we have on Tuesdays to pray for the children faithfully. Good morning, my sister Latricia. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we're ready to hear that prayer for the children and for their families. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Great God that you are, we come humbly before you today to pray for the children. We're praying, Lord God, for the children that you have given to us, for those who have children and for those who don't have children. You still have given them to us as we pass them around. In our daily ways, you have given the children to us. We thank you, God, for giving them a chance for eternal life. Lord God, you're so good. We thank you, Jesus, for the children that you've placed in our care. Lord God, we ask that you give them power to endure in these days of time that they're living in, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you teach them how to wait on you.
Morning,
teach them, Lord God, that
to
wait
on you. Anywhere.
It is you that give them power to wait on you. We thank you, God, for meeting their needs today in the name of Jesus. Through loving kindness have you drawn them. And, Lord God, may their parents show them a love in their correction. God, may they be filled with your great glory. Fill them, Lord, with your loving kindness. Teach them, Lord, how to be grateful toward you and the people in their care. Teach them, Lord God, how to be grateful about for their teachers and grateful for their sisters, their own little sisters and their own little brothers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the love that you placed in their little hearts. We thank you, God, for the praise that you placed on their lips. We thank you, God, for not forgetting them. We thank you, God, for bringing them here for us to love and to teach your ways. Father, we thank you for giving us what we need to teach the children the right way. Lord, we pray that they come to know you at an early age, Lord God, that they come to know you in a way that they will say, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Lord God, we ask you today to for a special blessing on the children for this program, radio station, and Lord God, that may they never forget these times that they spent with you in this time of worship and praise and glory to your name. We thank you, Lord God, for it all in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you for praying for the children, and we need it every day. You know what? Once a week or once a day is not enough. We got to constantly pray for the children. So I thank you, Sister Latricia Smith from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for praying for our children. And trust me, she prays for them constantly. So we thank the Lord for her. Well, you already know the children at Gantlin Family Daycare Home, they love to sing. So I have them on video. They're going to sing this morning. Love to sing. I say, see, they love to sing. So I'm teaching them songs about the Lord, and I pray that it will always, always, they will always remember the songs they learn about the Lord at Gantlin Family Daycare Home. Well, it's time to sing songs of joy and praise continually unto our Father. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this Saturday. She was in Jacksonville last week, Jacksonville, Florida last week, but she lives in Paducah, Kentucky, and we got to visit a little bit with her and her husband, and we are so grateful they got back in Paducah, Kentucky safely. We serve the Almighty God. Well, good morning, my sister, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. I love your children. Do you know we are so thankful that we had a chance to come by your family center and had a chance to meet the children, and we got a chance to hear the children sing to us. And not only that, they prayed for us, and that just touched our heart. It did. Oh, my goodness, you are doing such a wonderful job with the children who are coming to you. Wish we could have you in Paducah, because we really need it here.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for the Lord, because I say, Lord, I don't know how to teach this one. I don't know how to teach that one. But, you know, when I bend the knee, he put it in me. I'm like, okay, thank you, Father. I didn't know what to do. So I thank God. And, you know, I thank God for you, because when Pastor Don and her husband come, they come bearing gifts. And you know that. They gave me a monetary gift. I thank the Lord, $50. And then they came back another day and gave me another gift. Now, you know, they always, you know, they laugh at me because I say, you know, I'm God's favorite child. Don't you know he loved me more than he loved you? So they bought me a T-shirt that says, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. So don't y'all forget, I'm his favorite. He really, 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 really loves me more. We have that joke going on. But anyway, what are you going to sing today, Pastor Donna?
Well, I'm going to sing the Holy Book. This morning you've done a lot about the Bible, so I'm going to do the Holy Book. I'll just do the Holy Book, and then do it just Jesus Loves Me.
All right.
This morning I am going to officiate at the homegoing service of Lorenzo Nelson. He passed away last week, and his funeral is going to be in Cairo, Illinois. So I do desire your prayers. I have to be there this morning at 9 o'clock. I've got about a 30-minute drive, and then the service starts at 11. So please keep that family in prayer. He has two children who are teenagers, and he and his wife are just so special. This time last year I was speaking for his appreciation banquet that the church gave for Pastor Nelson and his family. Oh, my goodness, he was a wonderful musician, a wonderful organist, and just a wonderful person. So the Nelson family needs our prayers on today.
Okay.
The song is the Holy Books. These are the Holy Books. Tell me the names and I'll take a second look. This is his holy word. Tell this message till all have heard. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. I'll tell you the truth about the book of Ruth on the 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, all those things need Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, and Job. I want to go to heaven in a righteous robe, singing Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Solomon's Song, and the prophets are these, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Jay's Lament, Ezekiel and Daniel to the lion's whip, Hosea, Joel, and Amos' tale, Obadiah, Jonah in the belly of the whale, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk's cry, Zechariah, Haggai, and then Zechariah. The last Old Testament book reveals that Malachi points to a brand new deal. These are the holy books. Tell me the names and I'll take a second look. This is his holy word. Tell this message till all have heard. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the story of Jesus, and then move on to Acts and the letters of Paul, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, all, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and move on to 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st Timothy, 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, and James, two books for Peter, and John's all three. Jude the Dude in Revelation, you'll see that these were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ and his grace received. These are the holy books. Tell me the names and I'll take a second look. This is his holy word. Tell this message till all have heard. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, yes, the Bible, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, for the Bible, the Bible.
Amen, amen. Somebody's moving around a little bit. Phone on mute. I appreciate it. Put your phone on mute. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Donna, for those wonderful songs.
I love
you. Book. Love you, too. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, go with Pastor Donna as she travels to the next city to eulogize Pastor Lorenzo, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. We bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps, and we thank you for safety. We pray for the family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of Pastor Lorenzo Nelson, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're going to do in his life, in the life of his family. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer, that you can heal us, Father God, in every way. And we thank you for healing them in the loss of their loved one. We thank you, Lord God, for comfort and strength for the family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She is the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah. Good morning, Jackie.
When I get up, I'll tell her. He's not answering today. Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning. I'm going to have to take a few minutes. Sister Carissa, just a few minutes, darling, okay?
You want me to call on you in a few minutes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, please.
All righty. I believe we have Stacy on here. Stacy, are you on with us? Stacy Holman. All right. She's not on yet. But anyway, I thank the Lord for each one of you being on with us this morning. You know, we serve an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous King. Yep, we got Stacy on. She pressed one here. All right.
Yes.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that, Jabria or Bianca?
Yeah, that's Jabria.
Hey, Jabria, how are you?
Good.
How old are you now, Jabria?
Seven.
Seven? Oh, my God, I remember when you were five. You're a big girl now. You going to sing with your mom?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am.
All right. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
What's that? We say, do you love Jesus? We say, do you love Jesus?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
I guess when y'all come, we'll sing another one for you. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Say good morning to the deep. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's Bianca. And Jabril.
Hey, Bianca, how are you?
Good.
How's school?
Good.
All right. How old are you now?
11.
All right. Hallelujah. Y'all growing up. All right. Y'all going to sing another song?
Sing another song?
Sure.
She got the whole world. In his hands, he 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 got you and me. He got you and me. In his hands, he got you and me. In his hands, he got you and me. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the preachers.
He got the preachers and the deacons. In his hands, he got the preachers and the deacons. In his hands, he got the preachers and the deacons. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the itty bitty babies. In his hands, he got the itty bitty babies. In his hands, he got the itty bitty babies. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got it. He got the whole world in his hands.
Yes, he do.
He got the whole world in his hands.
Yes, he does.
He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands.
Yes, he does.
He got the whole world in his hands.
He got the deep.
He got the whole world in his hands. He got you and me. Got the whole world in his hands.
God bless you.
Ooh, God bless y'all. Amen, amen. I thank God for Bianca and Jabria and their mom who's training them up in the way they should go. Oh, yes, indeed. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? You know, some of us got shallow love. We say, okay, when the hard times come, we going. We ain't going to be faithful. Uh-uh. The hard times come, we scatter, we go. But do you love Jesus way deep down in your heart when you love him like that? You're going to be right there no matter what. We are thanking the Lord. He's got the whole world. Yeah, he got you and me, everybody, everybody in his hands. So we are thanking him.
Yeah, Mr. Howard. God bless you. That's my husband speaking. God bless you.
All right. Hey. I'm sorry. How are you, sir? All right. We're doing good. Brother Holy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
All right. Let's see where Jackie is this morning. Jackie Travis.
Here I am. Me and Miss
right,
Carolyn, we are ready. Yeah, we ready.
All right,
ready, Miss Carolyn? First, I want you to know that we went through a sad thing last Saturday. My daughter had lost a baby, and we had to go to Indianapolis. So it's been a rough week. Today is a hard day because this is the day that we left to go up there to see about her last week.
Yeah.
But I told Mr. Golden and Miss Carolyn a few minutes ago, it's going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. We're going to make it anyway.
Yes.
So me and Miss Carolyn are going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Children. He was a perfect little boy. He looked so perfect. But God knows, only he knows why it had to happen. So I just put it all in his hands. So everything's going to be all right. So me and Miss Carolyn are going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Amen.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his life. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Amen.
Please pray for my daughter and pray for me and my family. Pray for my aunties, please. Thank you, Sister Caritha.
All
Amen.
Right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch Jackie's daughter, the one who lost her son. Father, you know what's best. We trust in you.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, you know everything concerning the children. Oh, concerning Jackie's daughter. Heal her broken heart, Lord God. She and her husband wanted a child.
Yes.
And Father
yes.
God, for whatever reason, the child did not come forth. But, Father, we are thanking you for healing her heart, healing her husband's heart, healing their marriage, because when things happen like that, it's difficult to understand. Sometimes they begin to question themselves, what's going on, what happened? But Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for all
yes.
that you're doing on their behalf. Oh, God,
yes.
heal Jackie. Oh, God, in the loss
right.
of a grandchild, heal
yes,
all
Lord.
The father, the mother, and family on both sides. Oh, God, comfort
oh,
us and strengthen the family. And we bless
yes,
and honor
Lord.
You, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I think we're waiting for a speaker. He didn't come on. I don't know what happened, so we're going to see here. What's going on? So, Jackie, can you sing one more song? Jackie?
Huh?
Can you sing one more song, Jackie?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, gonna let it shine. Let it shine, Lord, let it shine. Let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. Whoa, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. We'll shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, all in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, all in my workplace, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. What does it all that mean, right? Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So I thank God for you this morning. That was awesome. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. You know, God is so faithful to us. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father, I need this and I need that and I need the other. Well, we're thanking the Lord this morning. You know, he's an awesome king. He's a mighty God. Our speaker, was a mighty man of God this morning. He said his phone needed charging, so I don't know if he's coming back on. But anyway, the word must go forth. So I thank the Lord this morning for Children's Day. We bless our children. And as we continually teach our children, you know, the Bible in Isaiah 54:13 says, all, that doesn't mean some. It don't mean just in Jacksonville. It doesn't mean just in America. It means every continent. All your children shall be taught of Jesus, and great shall be the peace of our children. Now, you know what? Sometimes I'm sorry. Please forgive me for the distraction. I was looking for a text from the pastor that was supposed to speak this morning. But, you know, our children have to be taught about Jesus. We can't depend on them just to go to church and be taught. You know, when I was growing up, that's what my parents did. They sent me to church to be taught about Jesus. But you know what? I was taught, but I didn't have a relationship with him. Well, we got to have our children taught about Jesus from us. We got to teach them. We can't depend on, you know, the pastors and the Sunday school teachers and the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists to teach our children. Not even our neighbors. We got to do it. God's calling us to teach the children as parents, as adults. Now, here at Gantlin Family Daycare Home, you know, I teach the children daily about God, and I teach them how to pray. The youngest is 4 years old, but she knows how to pray. The oldest is 8 years old. We have a 6-year-old, 2, 8, and 1, 7. They all know how to pray. Sometimes I say, look here, I need prayer today. Y'all pray for me. So they'll pray for me. So we got to teach. They're not too young to come to the Lord. If they could say Jesus, they could come. So, you know, sometimes we got to lead them to the Lord. We say, baby, it's time for you to get to know Jesus, the one you've been singing about, Jesus on the main line, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, Jesus on the inside of you. It's time for you to accept him in your life as your Lord, as your Savior. Many children are getting killed today. They don't know Jesus. They don't know the Lord. They don't know who he is. They know nothing about him. So we got to teach our children while there's breath in their bodies, while they have a mind, while they're young. Because you know what? The devil's starting to snatch them young now. If you put on some music that's not of the Holy Spirit, they're going to shake. So we got to put and instill God on the inside of them while they're little, while they're in the womb. Put on the praise music and sing to them. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Love Jesus way deep down in your heart. We got to sing to him. He's got the whole world. He's got you in his arms. We got to tell the children, you know, the holy book. This is the holy book. You got to read it. You got to study it. You got to obey it and do it in front of them. Read the word in front of them. Say, baby, I want to teach you this scripture. Don't you know if I say Philippians 4:13, my children know in Gantland Family Daycare Home, they know that that scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. They know many scriptures. They've memorized them. It's being written on the tables of their heart. It's not going to automatically come now when they go to sleep. You know, I used to feel like years ago, I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, you're going to use a little girl from Jacksonville, Florida? I didn't know how he was going to use me, but I thank God that he forgave me for all my sins. He turned me around. He put a new song. He cleaned me up from the miry clay. He cleaned me up out of all the stuff I was in, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. And he's still using me today to tell you that we got to pray for the children. We got to teach the children while they're young. We can teach them in the womb. You know, children are brilliant. Now, you only know one language, most of us, but the children know their own language. They can talk to each other, baby talk, and then they understand your language. They're brilliant now. You tell an 8-year-old, an 8-month-old, you say, baby, come here, baby, come here, baby. You say, clap your hands. They could do what you say. You may not understand what they're saying to you when they telling you, Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, so they got to cry. But they have their own language. They're brilliant. They know more than one language. If you teach a child German, French, Russian, English, while they're in the womb, while they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, don't you know they'll learn all of those languages? Every one of them, they're brilliant. You know, us, we got to go to work, we got to cook, we got to wash, we got to, you know, do whatever. And so we have a lot to do. But if we teach our children, they're going to absorb it quick. You could teach them the Bible in several languages. They're going to learn it. They're so brilliant. God is sending them here. Brilliant. I mean, when I was growing up, children were smart, but now they're brilliant. They're like Daniel and his friends. They are just brilliant. When I say brilliant, I mean brilliant. They know how to draw. The children at Gantland Family Daycare Home, from the youngest, from the 4-year-old to the 8-year-old, 6-year-old, the 7-year-old, they know how to thread a needle. I taught them. They made pillows for their mothers for Valentine's Day. They're making gifts for their mothers for Mother's Day. They know how to thread a needle. They know how to sew. They know how to pray. They know how to get a prayer through to the prayer to the to the throne of God. They could pray for you. Like Pastor Donna said, they pray. They pray. So it's never too late. I don't care if your child is 16, 14, 17, 22. You can teach them to pray, to call on the name of the Lord. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's done, what he's going to do. And you know his word is awesome. His word is mighty. It said, whosoever loves wisdom bring joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squander his wealth. Now, you know the word is true, Proverbs 29:3. If you love wisdom, or if you choose right way, you know, many children choose the right way. You know, there in school, I saw a picture of a young child on Facebook, probably between 6 and 8 years old. They were saying, they folded their hands and said their blessing at the cafeteria table, and other children around them was laughing. But don't you know God was pleased with that child who folded his hands? Even though children were laughing, he was brave like Daniel and his friends. And we got to teach our children to stand, even in the midst of, you know, the demons that are laughing at them, the ones who are picking on them, the bullies. We got to teach them to stand in the midst of all of that, a perverse generation, stand in the midst of children who are bringing drugs to school and going in the bathroom smoking and, you know, going in the bathroom and having sex. You know, what is our world coming to? What are we exposing our children to? Do you watch TV with your children, or you just say, go in there and watch the TV? What are we doing? We got to continually pray for the children. Many children's parents don't know God. So we got to continually pray for them. We got to continually call on the name of the Father. Even if you don't know them and they're walking down the street, you could say a silent prayer. Lord, that young man's pants are down. Put in him how to pull them up. Put something in him that he going to pull him up and show respect for himself, show respect for those around him. You know, you see a child walking down the street cussing, got that loud music playing, it's got every other word, cuss word, pray for him. Say, Father, I lift up this child who don't know you in the pardon of his sins, and I pray, Lord God, that he or she will be saved. And then you got the hoochie mamas, you know, with the big old hoop earrings. The skirts is showing their bottom part. The skirt, I ain't talking about shorts. The skirt is showing their bottom part, no shorts on. They learning the ways of the world at an early age. We have to pray for them. So I thank God for the ones that he, you know, he bring them into the world for us to teach them, to train them. Well, it is salvation time. Anybody on here needs to be saved, whether you're a child or an adult. Do you need salvation? Press 1. We have pastors on here. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. It's salvation time. Salvation is found in no one else but Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind which we must be saved. Jesus. Jesus is the one. True and living God, who will save us. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting any of you to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So we're praying for you to be saved if you're not saved. God is patiently waiting for you. He could have come back. He could have come back 500 years ago. He could have come back in 1969. He could have come back in 1999. But he's still waiting for us, all of us. He said he don't want anybody to perish. He didn't want anybody to perish. He's slow to come, but he's going to keep that promise. He is coming. He don't want anybody to perish. So if you are not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, hallelujah. Everybody on Bible Storyland is saved. We pray for your families that are not saved, your family members. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those family members, our family members who are not saved. Oh, God, that you would snatch them out of the pits of hell. You would snatch them out the hands of the enemy. And, Lord, that you would show them loving kindness and draw them with your loving kindness like you drew us, oh, God. And we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that our children, when they're saved, they will not backslide, that they will keep moving forward. They will move forward and more forward, and they will draw close to you, and you will draw close to them. And even the elderly and the adults that are not saved, we thank you for saving them and their families, oh God. We thank you that you're in the saving business, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you sent Jesus to seek and to save those that are lost. And so we bless and honor you this morning, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, like I said, God don't want backsliding. We got it. You know, 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. A reprobate is a good for nothing person, immoral, corrupt. So we thank the Lord, you know, that he wants us to be holy and righteous like him. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And I don't know about you, but every day I strive to look more like him, to act more like him, to be more like him, to let my light so shine everywhere I go. I ask the Lord to make corrections in me. You know, we ain't perfect yet. We not arrived. He's still constructing, doing reconstruction on me and us. So I thank the Lord this morning. It is now prayer time. So press 1, make your prayer request known, and we will pray. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Prayer time. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father G, I should pray for me and my family. Pray for my sister Pam, my husband. I need to pray for my husband. Pray for my son, my family. Just pray our strength and Lord. Continue to pray for me for the new job. And, just pray God's will for my
husband. Okay.
For my girls, too.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank the Lord this morning for what you're doing. We thank the Lord for what he's doing this morning. We are looking for Pastor Jackson. He's about to come back on, but he only has just a few minutes. His phone went out, so let me see if he's on yet. He's going to be giving us a few words of encouragement. I don't see Pastor Jackson on here right this minute. Hold on. I'm still looking for him to come on. So when he come on, he'll press 1. But in the meantime, we're going to be hold on. Let me see. I saw Bishop Brian on here. Hold on. Bishop David Bryan.
Yes, Bishop, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're expecting Pastor Allen on this morning. He's our speaker. His phone lost its charge. I was so grateful to be on your prayer line last night.
That's what I was saying. I was grateful for you being there and praying for us. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, it was a blessing. I needed that. I was sitting there writing some information for Bible Storyland, and the Lord said, call the number when it came through the text. The Lord said, call in. I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, so I was able to call in.
But listen, I need prayer for the young man. I don't know if I related to you. One of my young mentors was killed. His name is Darius Alexander. And they're having his service today at 11 o'clock. I can't go. But his mother and his sister and his father, Michelle and Albert and Nira.
What's his name, Darius?
Alexander. He passed. And he was the one hit by the train in Daytona accidentally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes, his sight was so bad. His sight is so bad until instead of stopping, he went across the tracks. And he was on a bicycle and got hit by the end of his bicycle. He got hit by the train.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
So I ask that you pray for that family. Also, I need prayer for Pastor Hudson in Detroit, Michigan. Her feet have turned blue, and we're just believing God for healing.
Woo!
For her. And I got one other prayer request for Pastor and Sister Bonnet. They're in Memphis, Tennessee. They're going through some great trials. I need you to pray for them. Amen. I believe in your prayer, Sister G. I believe in you.
Well, I believe in the Father to pray through me. I believe we get results.
Amen.
Well, when he prays through me and he prays through fervent prayers, I believe in the Father.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
And all those that I love to hear, I'm sorry I missed Pastor. I didn't hear them saying today, the pastor and her cousin and their husbands. I missed all of them today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had to go to eulogize someone this morning, so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But praying for them.
Amen.
And I'm praying for you, Sister G, because you're a good woman. You're a good person.
Thank you so much. I need it. I need it. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Baby,
I thank God for you,
yes,
Bishop.
Ma'am. I love you, baby. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, too. Ain't a thing you could do about it.
All righty.
Amen, amen. Well, I don't see the pastor on here this morning. I was supposed to come back on. All right. Well, we're going to begin to pray, and if he comes on, we'll allow him to speak. He said he had a few minutes. So I thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Hallelujah.
Prayer request. We got Pastor Donna covered, Jackie covered. All righty. Well, we're going to begin to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Oh, God, we're so grateful, grateful, grateful. We can't begin to tell you how grateful we are. Oh, God, that you are our Father and you know our name. You know how many hairs on our head. You know everything concerning us. You even know our address. You know where we live. You know where we go, you know when we bend the knee. There's nothing secret from you. You know everything. So this morning, Almighty, we just come thanking you. Oh, we come to praise you, to honor you, to bless you, to love on you this morning, oh God, because truly you love us. You love on us daily. And we say thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, everything that you're about to do. We praise your name. We bless and honor you this morning, oh God. Oh, we thank you this morning that you are the one true and living Father that we can count on. We can call on you late in the midnight hour. Oh, you are on the main line. We don't even have to use a telephone. We could just say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And so this morning we come, Lord God, lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus! Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is King. Jesus is Almighty. Jesus, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us, coming down from heaven. Oh, God, knowing what you'd have to go through, knowing that we would spit on you, knowing that we would crucify you. And, Lord, forgive us for every time we crucified you again and again and again. We thank you that you forgave us and that you continuously have mercy and forgiveness for us, oh, God. And, Lord, this morning I pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Oh, God, you know the woman of God that you chose, oh, God, to give you glory, praise, and honor in Paducah, Kentucky, and everywhere she goes. I pray for her husband, Henderson Hawkins, oh, God. Lord, protect them as they travel the highways and the byways, oh, God. And, Lord, I pray for her mother, Mother Newsom, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and even imagine that you can do. You are almighty. Nothing impossible to you. And, Lord, as Pastor Donna Hawkins eulogized Pastor Lorenzo Nelson this morning, I pray for his family, that you would touch them, that you would strengthen them. Oh, God, that you would heal them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are so compassionate, Father. You know everything to do. Oh, God, we are limited, but we serve you, the great and mighty God. You are the unlimited Father. Nobody's great like you. Nobody's holy like you. Nobody's righteous like you. You are the King of Kings. And so, Father, touch every family that's going through the loss of a family member, whether it's a child or whether, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it's an adult. And we thank you for Macedonia, New Hope Missionary, Macedonia Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, God, we thank you for the leader, Pastor Donna Hawkins, and her husband and all the leaders there. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against the leaders of the body of Christ will prosper in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless and honor you today, oh God. You are Almighty King. You are Almighty Father. No God is great like you. No God is holy like you. And we thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Jackie. We particularly lift up her daughter who lost a baby. And, Lord, even if the baby was hours old or years old, it is painful. It's excruciating pain, like somebody ripped something apart from us, ripped something out of us. And so, Father, heal a broken heart in the loss of the baby that they wanted, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the mothers and the fathers who want children. Oh, God, we thank you that you can restore and even, oh, God, give her another one, oh, God. Oh, let our heart's desires come forth, Father God, according to your will and your plan. And we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Lord, bless Jackie's senior citizens in the name of Jesus, those people that she take care of on a daily basis. Heal their bodies. Miss Carolyn, the pastor that she goes and takes care of, and, oh, God, all of the people that she touch on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, be with them, Father. In the name of Jesus, save those that are not saved. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for Jackie's husband. I thank you for his business. Increase, multiply, oh God, the customers. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for drawing Jackie and her husband closer to you than ever before. Remove any discouragement, any weariness in well-doing. We thank you that if they faint not in due season, they will reap the benefits of being your children, the heritage that we look for from being your children, oh God. And so, Father, today, I lift up our president, President Barack Obama. I plead the blood of Jesus over him, over First Lady Michelle Obama, over Sasha and Malia, their two daughters. I thank you for safety, war, and angels of protection all around him. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as they continually grow closer to you, that you would teach them your ways, oh God, more of your ways. More of your ways, oh God. Draw them closer, draw them closer, draw them closer to you, oh God. Heal, oh God, every wound the enemy meant for their harm. Heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for them being hidden under the shadow of your almighty wings. I bind up terrorist attacks, any attacks against them, against their family members, is null and void, canceled right now in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in all of us, in your children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you've done. Oh, God, for all of us on Bible Storyland, we lift up Minister Stacy Holman, her husband, her children, her three children, her son, her two daughters that sang this morning. We thank you for safety and protection as they go in, as they come out, pay off every bill, set them debt-free. Give them a debt-free home, oh, God. Pay it off completely. We thank you for the new vehicle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Stacy's family. We pray for Pam, her family member, that you would meet every need, that you would heal her body, that you would draw her closer to you, oh God, than ever before. And, Father, we lift up Darius Alexander's family, the one young man who was hit by the train. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for covering his family with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for compassion and love you have for the family, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, oh God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you. We thank you for Pastor Hudson's health and strength. You are the healer, oh God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even imagine that you can do. Heal Pastor Hudson's body. Remove any gangrene from her leg and her feet. We decree and declare that she will not lose any limbs, that all of her limbs will begin to get back to their natural color. We rebuke inflammation. We rebuke infection. We say, go right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she's healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against Pastor Hudson shall prosper. She's your servant, Lord God. And you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So, Father, we are thanking you, Lord God, oh, God, for what you're doing. And Bishop David Bryan, you are drawing him closer. Oh, God, you are hearing his prayers like never before. I thank you that every one of his limbs are healed, his whole body is healed, brain on down to the feet are healed, every organ is healed, cleansed. Oh, God, he walks in divine health and healing every day. I thank you that he will begin to walk in the name of Jesus without the assistance of even a cane. Oh, God, we say healing virtue throughout his body, strengthen the spine and the hip area and the legs and the knees. Lord, he's a young man, and he's on the battlefield for you, and we know you as Jehovah Rapha, the mighty healer. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today, oh God. You are Almighty Father. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We bless your name. We praise you, Almighty. And we honor you as the great Lord God Almighty. And, Father, I lift up everyone on Bible Storyland this morning. And I thank you, Lord God, that we're all under the shadow of your almighty wings, protected by you. Oh, God, instruct us in the day and the night season. Oh, God, give us direction and guidance. In the name of Jesus, let us all hear your voice clearer than ever before. And let us be obedient to your voice. Let us not say something told us, but God told us to do this and do the other. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you allow us to hear your voice. So, Father God, make it plain in the name of Jesus. And we bless and honor you. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We honor you. We honor your holy presence. And we thank you that you are the God who loves us, who cares for us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, we have time for a couple of quick testimonies. Any testimonies this morning? Oh, I forgot one thing. I forgot to pray for Houston, Texas. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Houston, Texas, as they have been under attack with floods and rains and torrential rains, oh, God. Oh, Father, you're able to speak to the flood and say, go back. You're able to say, dry up water. And, Father God, you've given us authority to say, water, turn back, water, dry up. And we thank you that the winds and the rains obey your way, obey you, oh, God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those for healing the land in Houston and all of the areas that recently that have been attacked by floods and rains and winds and tornadoes and hurricanes, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering your people, covering the people in those areas with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. And, Lord, many people lost their homes, but we thank you that they didn't lose their lives. Homes can be replaced, but lives can't be replaced. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Houston and all of those areas. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for restoration for Houston, Texas, oh, God. May they come closer to you. And, Lord, may they not just run in and thank you, but may they dwell in your presence, oh, God, all the days of their lives. And we thank you, Lord God, for protection and guidance and direction and restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Testimony time. Testimony.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, we will not be on next week. It's the fifth Saturday in the month, so we'll be off the air. But we will return May the 7th. May the 7th at 9 a.m., we will return on the air on Bible Storyland, Blog Talk Radio, Bible Storyland will return May the 7th, 9 a.m., and we are thanking the Lord for what he did this morning and what he's going to do. We bless the Lord God Almighty. He's mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. And I want you to know that God loves you so much. He loves you more than I have the words to express his love. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. When you feel all alone, he's right there because he's not a man that he should lie. He promised that he would never leave you, never forsake you. He will not turn his back on you. So everything you go through, God is right there. He's right there. So don't forget, you are never alone. You may feel alone, but you can call him. Jesus, I need you. I feel alone. Jesus, I need help. He is a help in the present time of trouble. He will help you. So I love you. God commands us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love each other like we love ourselves. So we thank God for spiritual strength this morning. Give us spiritual strength, oh God, to stay on the path. No matter how the road seems, give us strength to stay on the path this morning in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking the Lord for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Nobody said the road would be easy. You know, nobody told us the road would be easy. But God didn't bring us this far to leave us. He is going to be with us. from now through eternity.
Amen.
Nobody told us the road would be easy.
Amen.
He's going to be with us from now through eternity. So you
Amen.
Know God is going to be with us. He never will leave us, neither will he forsake us.
Amen.
He won't leave us. He won't leave us in the tired times. You know, we get tired. We get weary. We're human. And God knows it. But he won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. He's always. We can't give up now. We can't give up now. We got to keep on pressing and keep on pressing and keep on pressing. We can't give up now. Nobody told us the road would be easy. We can't give up now. We got to keep pressing forward. We can't give up. We can't give up. We can't give up. Nobody told us the road would be easy. But we can't give up now. Nobody told us the road would be easy. So we got to keep pressing forward. We got to keep trusting in the Lord. We got to keep calling on his name. No matter how it seems hard, no matter what's going on, we got to call on his name like never before. We got to keep praising him. We got to keep honoring him. We got to keep giving him glory. Don't give up. Don't give up. Nobody told us the road would be easy. That's one of my favorite songs.
I will have climbed, and there will be battle. I will have fight, but victory for it's up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never try?
No, he didn't bring you this far to leave you. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. He ain't bring you this far to leave you. Jackie, don't give up now. Don't give up now. Pastor Donna, don't give up now. Don't give up now, Karen. He ain't bring you this far to leave you. Don't give up now. Bishop, David, Brian, don't give up now. He ain't bring you this far to leave you. Abiadu, don't give up now. He ain't bring you this far to leave you. Don't give up now. Latricia, he ain't bring you this far to leave you. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. He ain't bring you this far to leave you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Well, I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday, the Saturday, May the 7th. Not next Saturday, but the following one. So don't give up now. Look forward to speaking to you soon. I love each one of you. God loves you more. Have a great day in the Lord. Remember, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord every day. Give him glory.
Amen.
He deserves all the glory, all the praise. Love you.
Yes. Love you, too. Have a good day.